opportunity to highlight all of the true costs of this case and the discussion within this case and the very, very real crimes and harms that continue to be perpetuated by Chevron with its unwillingness to address the consequences of its production.
Antonia, you have the charge of James Craig that this is not representing named people in Ecuador.
It's absolutely erroneous, and so much of what he said is erroneous. I think maybe the first thing to say is that it was the company's decision to move the case to Ecuador. This case began in New York. The attempt was to have Chevron, first Texaco, and then Chevron tried in U.S. court. It was the company's long-fought effort to get the case moved to Ecuador, the primary reason being so that it could say, which is what it's trying to claim now, which is that regardless of the judgment, it doesn't have to adhere to it. Because
we're going to have to leave it there. Antonia Yuhas, thanks for joining us. True Cost of Chevron, the report. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to KVMR FM Nevada City, up in the foothills, community radio, music of the world, voice of the community, also on Truckee 105.1 FM. We are momentarily going to be going to the Foundry for a live performance, the American premiere of the Swedish choir Jarva Roster on tour. So we'll have a little musical interlude while we're waiting for everything to get ready in the Foundry. Thank you. We're going over to the Foundry right now.
A new direction. He had by this time already served several years of his life sentence. Spoon had decided by then to live his life in silence. He had quit talking. But when he got into this dramatic work, he began to communicate again. He started with the encouragement of Samuel Beckett himself to develop his poetry and his writing. Since then, Spoon has won the American Pen Prize several times for his poetry, his essays, and his articles. When Spoon writes his letters, he always ends them with, "Stay real." Spoon is a lifer, and his sentence is, "Lifetime with no possibility for parole, judged by a biased jury and on very questionable grounds." For him, I think it is important to live in the present, to become reconciled with what has gone before, to forgive, hope, and believe that there is a future, to share what he can offer with the surrounding world, and to always be real. Here we are on tour to perform Words of Realness. When I first met Spoon 7 years ago, neither of us could hardly dream of such a possibility. Now one of these concerts is to be, was performed in New Folsom, the prison where Spoon is currently incarcerated. It is exciting and very unique for so many people to gain entrance to a prison in order to present a concert. And that's not all. The lyrics are written by one of the inmates. For Spoon and myself, this is astonishing and totally improbable. We are most grateful. One day, is that not enough for you? One day he went dumb. One day I went blind. One day we'll go deaf. One day we were born. One day we shall die. The same day, the same second. Is that not enough for you? I hope you all will enjoy Words of Realness.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn,
thank you.
Human hands, heavy hands, grasping hands, seemingly strong hands that weakens with time, unlike moon or water hands. Human hands, what good are they really? We grasp things we can't really have, hold things tenderly we can't really hold, like heart hands grasping love. Better to have moon or water hands, hands that grasp without holding on.
Thank you.
I became time and not exist. I became moment and live forever. Water and sprinklers take me away like the smoke from a cigarette. I soar, I drift down sandy, moon-bleached beaches. A muggy, misty-eyed Diana lights my path. The wind bends the sand like the sand bends man to fit shapes the earth demands. I become water and travel anywhere in the ocean. I become sky and be anywhere in the universe. There are billions of worlds and stars. We may not have our own planets like the little prince found in his space travels. We all have our own little worlds, no matter where we are, no matter how absurd, or how like the dodo bird we chose to be. If we aren't careful, they can become prisons.
The way the wind whistles. marching bees arrayed well up and crisscross on the window pane, looking like clear dreadlocks. I sit on this meadow bank, facing a tree inch by two.
KBMR, it's a live broadcast from the Miners Foundry in Nevada City. Hello, Sweden.
How do I hold my temper, keep in my grace, and not become bitter, stuck in this infamous place? I remember even at 7, I dreamed of a better place, a better race than the human race. Stuck in this infamous place, without a trace, only a history of misery and indentured slavery. I pledge no allegiance to this flag, and free, I let my pants sag. I am the little black boy's soul, taken from his mother's bosom and sold, while the old ones, still linked to Africa, kills the white ones with his head down and eyes closed. Stuck in this infamous place, without a trace, only a history of misery and indentured slavery. I pledge no allegiance to this flag, and free, I let my pants sag. I am John Lennon, who spoke of one race and one place. I am Mother Teresa, unafraid of any gunner. I am Martin Luther King, shot down on a balcony in the midst of his dream. I am Malcolm X, portrayed by the Beastie and burnt surreptitiously. Stuck in this infamous place, without a trace, only a history of misery and indentured slavery. I pledge no allegiance to this flag, and free, I let my pants sag.
Stuck in this infamous place, without a trace,
as human, not allowed to vote until it made no difference. Job is just an old metaphor. The true warrior was a slave, and John Brown, the true hero of the brave. I am Emmett Till, hung from an old beautiful oak tree. Stuck in this infamous place, without a trace, only a history of misery and indentured slavery. I pledge no allegiance to this flag, and free, I let my pants sag. In the desert, the cactus needles only stick you.
be released someday, one way or another, by a beautiful real life or a beautiful real death. At the time, dwelling in fear that my own death could be near.
Wounds have shrined oft, deeply have released me from my fear. She gave me joy, she gave me peace, never to give up.
Give up, even if
gets to an apple region. I trust in God, although often I don't believe. I trust the child's Mary to me, despite death's constant perils. I trust the rain to fall in April showers. I trust the fierce breeze to blow for hours. I trust the sun to set, the moon to rise at twilight. I trust Aphrodite,
therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.